When we talk about the faith, we often refer to our sense of vision, of seeing things with the eyes of faith, of observing the movement of God. Today, I'd like to focus, though, on another organ, our hands. We use them in lives of faith, too, referring to our work in teaching and catechesis as handing down the faith, feeling it a bit more physical and personal of movement than just suggesting to people, observe some. While we know this is a privilege, handing down the faith in our families, in our 95-year-old school across the street, it's also hard work, requiring an all-hands-on-deck approach, a naval term that gets us reaching for our hands again and some elbow grease, and hopefully each other. The best way all of this works, teaching, preaching, evangelizing in our homes and churches and schools, handing it down with all hands on deck, is when we know the faith ourselves, of course. Have it as familiar as, you guessed it, the back of our hands, right? We look to our hands today, the many poses our hands take at Mass, folded, outstretched, in prayer, imitating Jesus on the cross. We look at our hands on this fourth Sunday in Easter, this Sunday that has Good Shepherd Sunday and Mother's Day hand in hand, attempting to feel God's love a bit more for us this morning. When proclaiming this as Good Shepherd Sunday, we probably first think of Jesus, our Good Shepherd, we his sheep, the community trying to encourage shepherds after Jesus's heart in lay and ordained ministry. Our Notre Dame Seminary partnership gives us a privileged place with all of this as we pray and work with men actively discerning God's call in their lives. As two of our St. Rita parishioners, Doug Bush and Leon Poche, are set for their June 1st ordination as priests for the Archdiocese of New Orleans. With this shepherd-to-sheep image in mind, Jesus moves our gaze and declares this in our gospel. No one can take my sheep out of my hand. My Father who has given them to me is greater than all, and no one can take them out of the Father's hand. No one can take us, the sheep, out of Jesus' hand, out of the Father's hand. The Father's hand, let's take a look there. What does that look like? I'm not sure about you, but when I read this text, it makes me think of one of those death grips, right? The two-handed, bone-crunching handshake. That's how the Father will surely keep his sheep with the strength of his hands. So there's something to that, the omnipotence of God, but I think there's also something more in our gospel today. Jesus was a man. I'm sure that's breaking news for many of you. He refers to God as his father, his Abba in Hebrew, which really is closer to daddy. So as we call on the Trinity, we're right to imitate Jesus, signing ourselves with the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. We also know, though, that God is more than a gender. In fact, God is genderless. That our God has attributes we think of more as masculine, and I think that this often can be missed, attributes that we think of more as feminine. Look back at those hands, the Father's hands keeping hold of his sheep. I, for one, don't really see sheep struggling this way and that, forever incapable of escaping God's all-powerful grasp here. But today, on this hand-holding Good Shepherd and Mother's Day weekend, those hands, I think, should be obvious to us. They're not just the hands of strength, they're also the hands of a mother. The tender, patient, soothing hands of a mother with her own. The hand that stays connected and keeps believers in the fold. In the vestibule of church, along with St. Rita Novena cards and Mother's Day flowers, and thankfully absent any shards of broken glass from a door this morning, every weekend is a busy weekend here at St. Rita. I have a few holy cards depicting Rembrandt's famous prodigal son. In art, he captures better what I'm trying to get at with words. Pick up one of these and notice the hands of the father. One is veined and muscular. The other is delicate and smooth. Rembrandt sees the father welcome his son back with the hands of both a father and a mother. No one can take them out of the father's hand. We look to our shepherding God today, looking to the ways he desires to form shepherds in our midst, to form us more into his people. And as we do, we look to his hands, tender and true, strong and sensitive. See them at this Mass, feel them again. They're not grasping at control or power or influence. They're not pushing or pulling out of self-interest. They're not harming or manipulating, as our hands often can. Observe God's hands this morning. Through them, how might God's motherly love be speaking to us today? How might God's strength and sensitivity be better lived out in us? How might we notice better the hands of our God, the hands that reach out to us and keep us in the fold, the hands that calm our fears and reassure us of God's presence, the hands that encourage us to move with hands outstretched ourselves. Today we focus on hands, recognizing how God holds ours, recognizing better this morning how we then are to hold each other's.